Hey, there you are. I'm so happy you're here. Let me just shift you over just a little bit. Let me shift me up just a little bit. There we go. I'm so happy you're here. I'm glad that you're still hanging on Periscope. So am I. Today, that's what I want to talk to you about is some huge, huge, exciting things that are happening on Facebook Live and YouTube. Now, you know me. I freaking love Periscope. I love me some Periscope for so many reasons. In particular, those hearts, but also because I see your comments while I'm talking and they go across the screen. And I love that on the replay, your comments go across the screen when we're talking. I love Periscope because this is where I started. I love Periscope because I don't know what it is, but I think people are very, very real here. Nonetheless, I want to share with you some exciting new changes that I've just found out are coming our way on other platforms as it relates to live streaming. If you serve a community who loves live streaming, please share this broadcast because I'm going to give you some insider scoop on YouTube Live, as well as some things that are not yet available but coming our way on Facebook Live, and what I think this means for Periscope, our dear buddy Periscope. Thank you so much for inviting your followers, Icy. I appreciate that. And Brett and Holly and BTST, Child's Leap and Inside Out, Jules and Callie and Carrie. Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate that. Let's start first with the dude who's like responsible for video, the first platform we think of when we think of video, and that's YouTube. So for months, we've been hearing that YouTube is going to be competing with Periscope with their own live version. I mean, they have a live version you can use on YouTube, but they've been talking about creating an in-app ability, very much like Periscope, where people can interact and comment and tag and basically to compete with Periscope. The platform is going to be called YouTube Connect. And as I understand it, it is going to allow us to save our broadcasts and to feature those broadcasts on YouTube. Based on insider information, I can tell you, and of course I can't confirm this, but from my sources, I have learned that YouTube Connect really went into scramble mode when Facebook beat them to the punch by launching it to everybody. Everybody can now broadcast live on Facebook. YouTube Connect has not yet been rolled out. YouTube Connect, I hear, they are working on some features because, you know, if you come to the party and you have all the same bells and whistles as everybody else, how do you set yourself apart, right? How do you set yourself apart if you're the video giant, if you're YouTube, and you're coming, in my opinion, late to the dance? If you show up late, you better have a freaking amazing everybody's jaw drops outfit on, right? You better be like, girl, where'd you get that dress? Like, you need to be like shocking some people because everybody expects you to blow everybody away. It's YouTube is video, right? Thank you so much. Those are some sweet compliments. I appreciate that you guys share this with your followers. Yeah, they're super late to the game now. So I've heard that YouTube Connect had planned on launching, but there are some things they hadn't yet worked out to make it really easy for people who are already following you on YouTube to receive notification. I don't know if that's a fact, but that's the rumor. The rumor is that YouTube Connect pulled back on their release because they didn't have a way to let people who are already following you on YouTube be notified that you're live. So their program is going to be called YouTube Connect. We don't know when it's going to be launched. But the fact that they haven't figured out how to allow people who already follow me on YouTube to know that I'm going live on YouTube, that's a problem. Okay, so now let's talk about some things that happened on Facebook this week. Facebook just came in with like a bam, bam, pow, 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 pow. Like they just kicked butt over the last 2 weeks. They just killed people with their live platform. And I will tell you this. When I got hacked, I had the good fortune of knowing people who knew someone at Facebook very high up. So I've made some friends. I'm not saying I can call them on a Saturday or a Sunday, but I'm telling you, I've got some good insider information. And I can tell you that when they are strategizing over the course of the next 2 years, it is firmly focused on becoming a video platform. Why? Because that's how we prefer to consume content. So they will no longer be driven towards just text. And the possibilities, like if you're going to ask me where I think you should spend your time, and you're my student, like my Marketing Impact Academy students, congratulations, by the way, you guys are going to get it all firsthand, but I'm going to have you focus solely. If you're going to pick one, now, if you don't mind dabbling in two or three, great, be on Periscope, be on Facebook, be on YouTube Connect, be on all of them. But if you're going to pick one, I'm going to tell you to focus on Facebook Live. Do you want to know why? Well, for one thing, I can't do on any other platform what I can do on Facebook. On Facebook Live, I'm going to tell you why. Because I can make this video right now on Periscope that I'm doing, but I have no idea really who watched. I don't know how long you watched for. I can tell who watched, but I don't know how long you watched for. I don't know your demographics. I don't know where you shop, what other pages you look at. I don't know where you live. I don't know how old you are. And why do I care? Because I need to know who I'm serving, and I need to know how to reach who I'm serving. Because, dude, hello, wake up call. I am not here for popularity. I am here to build my business. I am here to help other people build their businesses. So if I'm going to give my dearest, closest, most important students, if I'm going to tell them, if I'm going to give them my best advice and say, here's the place where you are going to get the most for your effort, I'm not going to say, well, this one's more fun. So you should hang out still on Periscope because it's fun. We have empires to build here, people. So yeah, I happen to be in a position where I can hang out on both of them, and some of you do too. But I'm just telling you, if you have to pick and choose where you're going to spend your time, y'all better be spending it where you actually get a bang for your return. You see what I'm saying? When I do a Facebook Live video, I know exactly who is watching, their age, I know at what time, I know how long they're watching, I know what videos they like the most, I know which videos they're sharing, all of those things. I want to know that. You know what else I can do? If I kill it on a Facebook Live, I can run an ad to that. And I can reach people who've never met me before. I can reach a cold audience. I can't do that in Periscope. It's gone. It's gone. Right? Powerful. Powerful stuff. I'm quite certain it is because, in part due to Facebook Live, that our last launch was up 600%. For the Marketing Impact Academy. It was up. We've closed the doors. We closed 2 days early. Yeah. We closed 2 days early. Now, I'm going to tell you something that Facebook let me do, and they're going to let you do it too, but I don't know how long they're going to let us do this. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. Facebook Live right now will let you run your own infomercial for free. They will give you free advertising space. Now, if you were to post on Facebook a link to your website, they won't give you any reach. Mark my words. Go on your Facebook business page and tell us about your business and put a little link about your business in that same text post. And you know what will happen to it? Your reach will be like, meow, like nothing. It'll be nothing. They'll bury it because they don't want you sending anyone other than to Facebook. So they will kill that text update, whether it's a picture or anything else. They'll kill it if there's a link in it. However, at the moment, this will change because people are figuring it out and then they're telling everybody else. This will change, but right now you can go on Facebook Live as I did all week long and said, hey guys, once a year I open up the Marketing Impact Academy 2.0. Here's what the program is. Here's who it's right for. Here's who it's not right for. But I would love for you to check it out. So please go to shaleenjohnson.live and join me on a free broadcast. They literally let me take hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who are watching that video live, and they allowed me live to tell you to leave Facebook and go over to my platform. Now, they're going to figure this out. But until they do, let's use it. Yes, I did it every single day last week. Every single day. In fact, I did a broadcast live on Facebook where I ran separate video footage while I was live. I did an intro to my show. I showed you promotional materials for everything that Marketing Impact Academy is. I cut to testimonials while I was live and then cut back to me being live all in the same stream. Did you see that, you guys? Facebook will let you do that right now. I did that through a platform called Wirecast. It's not cheap. It's not for everybody. But my point is, right now, Facebook is letting you do that. Wirecast is a third-party application. And again, unlike Periscope, unlike YouTube Connect that hasn't been released yet, Facebook has given us tools. That's what we want. We're like, I want tools. Shalina's gaming the Facebook system. I'm just, you know what I am? I like to show up to places early. I like to show up to places early, figure them out. And you have the advantage when you show up to any platform early and spend some time figuring it out. You have the advantage. And so Facebook is saying, this isn't a workaround. Facebook announced it, 9 days ago, that they're giving access to third-party applications. And we were like, which ones? Like, that means, like, which ones? And one of them was Wirecast. I'm like, do you think Mark Zuckerberg has, like, angels flying around his head right now? Because I cannot believe he's doing this during the week of our launch for Marketing Impact Academy. And I was like, wait a second, is this real? Sure enough. So Icy and Kevin went to work. There's Icy right there. She's like, Wirecast is my best friend. And what we figured it out, we're like, wow, we can actually run it like an infomercial with an intro to the show. With you could basically cut to commercials within one live stream. That's coming to Facebook, and it could be released any day because they haven't given us a lot of information on this. But guess what? Some of the other things are going to be doing on Facebook. You've probably already seen, not rolled out to everybody, but a lot of pages now, you're actually going to see the hearts and the wows and the ha-ha-has and the thumbs up now fly across your face as a broadcaster. So you're actually getting that live interaction that we missed when we first realized that Facebook Live was doing live streaming. We were all like, oh, but I love the hearts. Well, yeah, they're listening. They've been listening. And now those are available to us. What's coming soon, I don't know when, but it could be any minute now, is they're going to allow us to doodle right on the screen. Now, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't even know what that means, but they're going to allow us to doodle on the screen. Just the broadcaster will be able to do that. But how amazing is that? How cool is that going to be? So anyways, we used Wirecast and we were able to broadcast by starting the show. Because there's a switcher, and it allowed us to start the show with the show intro, which was the graphics and all the music and the sound that we use for the Marketing Impact Academy. Then we went live to me. Then when I wanted to take a break, or if I wanted to look at the questions I was getting and answer while I was teaching, we cut to a testimonial video. Then this is all within the same stream. We didn't have to finish the broadcast or stop the broadcast or anything. So think about the possibilities. You could literally start having paid broadcasts. Like, you could have other broadcasters or other sponsors sponsor your broadcast. And Facebook's cool with it. Because now, I don't know if this is on everyone's Facebook live stream, but as you open your app and you're about to broadcast live, there's a little icon that looks like two hands going like this. And it allows you to tag someone who is a sponsor. Your mind is blown so far by MIA. You don't even know. We're just playing around right now. We won't start to dig in until Monday. All that stuff in there, though, that's blowing your mind, I'm happy you're happy with it. So what I want you to notice is that there's a lot of new and exciting things that are coming our way from Facebook Live because they are huge. They're a gorilla. Nobody can compete. Guess what else they're going to give us the ability to do? Filters. Yeah. They're going to allow us to put filters while we're broadcasting. You know what filter I'm certainly hoping for? Like one that's like soft and romantic, like the fuzzy filter. You know the filter I'm talking about. You're like, hello, Barbara Walters, Oprah Winfrey, like that filter. Yeah, filters. They're coming up with filters. We're going to be able to doodle on the screen. And there's going to be better metrics for all of us who are going live so that you can know how many, like, brand new unique viewers, like not just people who are already following you, but you want to know, okay, who was here, who was unique. I want to know who is it that I'm attracting and who is it that's sharing and at what point are they dropping off? Like, all of these things are amazing and we need them and we don't have them on Periscope. Yes, it's fun. Yes, it's very interactive. Yes, it's an ego boost to see the hearts flying by. But you guys, the bottom line is we don't want to get, like, who wants to guess? I want to know what's working. I want to know who I'm talking to. I want to know where they live. I want to know how old they are. I want to know what their pain point is. I want to know how I can help them. I want to know how I can serve them. And by gosh darn it, I want to advertise to them if I can. I can't advertise to anybody on Facebook. Now, on Periscope. Why do you want to advertise? Because on Facebook, it is the best investment I've ever made in my business. Like, we have a daily spending limit on our advertising on Facebook, and we go to that max every single day. Why? Because it works. Not because of the information you've shared on Facebook, but because of all of the other places you've been online. And it has said to you, hey, would you like us to just use your Facebook sign-in while you're here shopping? And you're like, well, yeah, that's super convenient because then I don't have to come up with a new sign-in or login, right? And you're like, sure, just use my Facebook information. Yeah, thanks. And then Facebook takes all of that information. They glean all of it and they can retarget you and they can know everything about you. And it's just kind of an amazing little web. But y'all, Facebook knows everything about you and then some, and not from your activity on Facebook, but from your activity on the planet. It's everywhere. And so if, you know, we can't beat that game. That's just that game, except we can use it to our advantage. We can use it to our advantage and we can use those demographics to find exactly the people who we dig. And I run very targeted ads so that I am I run ads based on TV shows that I hope that they're watching, other pages that I hope that they're liking, their sense of humor, where they shop. And when you come to one of my events, you'll be like, it's weird. All the people here are like really funny and laid back and they're very positive and they all have like kind of a similar attitude. Like they all look, I mean, they're all very good looking. But that's just a coincidence. But they all have a very, very similar attitude. Ask anybody. Are there people here who've been to one of my events and you'd be like, yeah, it's weird. They all have like the same attitude. Yeah, I know. That's because I don't target those whiner, complainer, you know, people who throw pity parties and are at the back of the room complaining to the event organizer and trying to sell you their crap and just, blech. Blech. Go away. Right? Like I purposely, please don't come to our event. Yeah. And right now with the Marketing Impact Academy, we've closed the doors. So I'm not preaching to you. I'm not selling or trying to talk you into anything because you can't get in anyways, but we will. And it is our goal to refund a certain percentage of people who've joined the second we realize that they are going to be the rotten apple. If there's a rotten apple in the group, we've got ways to identify them. It's a very clear tendency that starts happening in their posts. And I feel like it is a disservice to everybody else who's in the group when those rotten apples show up. Even if it's like there's no harm, no foul. All they've done is a super long, annoying post. And you think, well, they didn't do anything negative. I think they did. I don't think it was intentional. But I don't want that to permeate. And I don't think that when people make a huge investment like that, that they deserve to be brought down. So we'll be like, hi, excuse me. So we'd like to refund your money. And we do that because it's too valuable. It is too valuable to have the right kind of people in the right kind of environment in the right moment. Right? Yeah, so that's a pretty cool thing. And Facebook allows you to do that. So what will happen to Periscope? That's the last thing I want to talk to you guys about. What's going to happen to Periscope? I'm a little worried, and I think others are too. Clearly evident by the number of investors who have pulled out. Big, huge investors who have pulled out of anything related to Periscope or companies that were building their business on Periscope's, what are they called? Tail feathers? No. Suit. What are those called? Tails on their tails. Coattails. Yeah. Unfortunately, we found out today or yesterday that Catch was going away, and they've lost significant funding and coattails. That's right. The companies who were building their business on the coattails of Periscope and their API we're seeing some very significant movement. I would love to be optimistic about Periscope too, but they've moved too slowly. And it's no fault of their own. Man, they had a good thing going. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep coming back. But I do feel as a somebody who likes to share their answers, I think it's important to share my hypothesis and to back it up with things that I'm reading and things that I'm seeing. So could I be wrong? Of course. But I think it's really important to note why it's such a vastly huge gap between what Facebook has done, what Facebook is doing, and what Periscope hasn't done. So what say you? Where are you going to focus your time and why? I'd love to hear from you.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.